Oh, good morning, George.
Yeah, hi.
Tremendous lover of the show. But, you know, only on your show can we go from, you know, whale sharks and woodpeckers to this, you know, horrible exorcism story I'm about to go. What other show does this?
No, you know what? Nothing. And you know what? And both stories are great.
I think all of us late-night people must be ADD because we're just, you know, one topic to the other. Anyway, let me give you this caveat before I start the story.
Okay.
I'm a believing Orthodox Christian. However, I am extraordinarily skeptical of any supernatural tales I hear, which is probably why I've never called the show before, but this one got to me, George. Story starts, early 1970s, young Roman Catholic seminarian or deacon, I don't recall which, is assisting an older priest in sub-Saharan Africa. They're conducting an exorcism on a woman farming community somewhere there. Anyway, young man records this session and keeps it. 30 years later, United States, the young, you know, missionary has now become a priest, now teaching in the United States, equipping other young Roman Catholic missionaries for, you know, their various missions. Anyway, he has the opportunity to play this tape of this exorcism that he recorded some 30 years ago in sub-Saharan Africa. And, of course, you know, you've heard exorcisms. There's a lot of the gibberish and the yelling.
And the screaming and profanity
exactly,
and all that
exactly.
stuff. Yeah.
However, on this particular occasion, one of his students starts freaking out when he hears this. All right? Now, they get the young man calmed down, 18, 19-year-old, Brazilian, I believe, and finally ask him, you know, what's wrong? And he says, I understand what's being said. And he translates it. Now, this is really bizarre because not only is he Brazilian, he's from a small tribe, which I believe, last I checked, some, I want to say 12, maybe 15 individuals actually speak this indigenous language of this small tribe, indigenous people in Brazil. Now, George, I mean, you're a smart guy. How is it that a woman, a small place in Africa, can speak a language that is spoken only by a couple of people in the jungles of Brazil?
She's possessed.
Freaked me.
It's the only answer.
You know, and it's secondhand, but the source is so trustworthy. He's a deeply religious man, a man I trust, and almost like a father to me. I don't even want to think about, you know, that scary side of it. But man, you know what I mean?
So you believe the story?
I do. Absolutely. I believe that he was telling me the truth. You know, I don't have any names, unfortunately, which is why, you know, it's one of those stories. It could be an urban myth, sure. But, man, you've heard enough of that weird stuff. I mean, you know that that's absolutely possible, but that's just one of those ones that brings it home.
That's a great story.
Exactly.
All right, thanks.
Love the story.
All right, keep going.
Bye-bye.